congrats on signing with Hastings College Track and Field. I take it college track and field has always been a goal. Hey, I'd love to play, love to continue my career after high school, and it's going to take place. Congrats on going to Hastings College.
Yeah, thank you.
I take it that's been the school all along. Were some other schools maybe interested? Maybe caught your eye? Has it been the Broncos all along?
Yeah, a couple of different schools were kind of looking into me. I knew Midland University, they were kind of looking into me, and also Hastings, and I think I also went down to Concordia once, but I liked Hastings better out of the three of them, and I think that's a pretty good place to start track and field.
You bet. Looking forward to being a Bronco, no question. We've got some other kids down there as well from the area, which is great. And you're in basketball mode, as I said right now. But that's going to end soon. First of all, basketball season's not going too bad. You've still got about a month. You got some big ball games still going on the basketball side, don't you?
Yeah, we got, I think, five or six games left of the regular season before sub-districts come along, and that's going to be pretty exciting. I'm pretty excited about that this year.
But as I said, these warm weather days get you in the track and field mode, get that fever a little bit, Austin, and I'm sure you're really looking forward to what your senior season is going to be all about.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Had a great junior year in the sprints. I know part of that 4x1 relay that was a fast one last year. I mean, going back to your junior year, it's a pretty good year. The sprints, the 100, the 200, and that 4x1, wasn't it?
Yep.
Goals for the upcoming year. You went a low 11s in the 100. I see you got in the 22s and the 200. I'm sure, hey, the goal, I want to run faster.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And just kind of a goal that I set every year is just get better every single day to improve my times, and last year showed really well and found myself on the 4x1 team.
Now you lost some good guys, some seniors, Austin, from last year, the Cole Clevengers, the Thomas Reeves, Cam Lemke, and those guys. So you've got to, especially the relays, you're going to find some guys to replace those guys, aren't you?
Yep. I'm sure Coach Zugie will put the best four guys on there. I know me, I'll stay on there again, and Tucker Mullender, he'll be on it again. Our two duos that we had last year, and I'm sure the other two guys will come in and fill Thomas and Cameron's spot pretty well, and see what we can do with those two new guys.
Now, 4x1 last year, I don't know if you did much 4x4 last year, but I'm sure you, is that a, hey, I'd like to be on that relay as a permanent guy in that relay throughout the year, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I spoke to Mr. Zugie earlier this year, and he said he'll have to put me on there because last year I asked him if I could not just be on the 4x4 team a couple times, but just to do the 400 just a couple times. And he said, yeah, I'll put you in there, see how you do. And put me in there after not doing it for a year and a half, I think, and went and ran, I believe, a 56 or something like that at the Cambridge meet.
So, no question, you'd like to be on that again, see how that works out. But in the meantime, 100, 200, 4x1, that's kind of your the events. No question, we're going to see add a lot this spring, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, definitely those three, and then maybe probably do a lot of the 4x4 this year, too.
I know you're dropping back down to Class C from Class B. That's been talked about a lot. Talked to Coach Zuga about that. So a little bit different type of district again. You were up in Ogallala to watch last year. You're right back to C. And I think it's going to be fun to watch you back against some of those teams again that you've kind of normally run against in district play. Don't you think?
Yeah.
As far as academics, Austin, what do you plan on studying when you go to Hastings College?
I've been thinking about it quite a bit, especially a lot this year, and I kind of want to go into either athletic training or body and conditioning. And while I'm down there in Hastings, I want to get my coaching degree.
Ah, I want to be a future coach. I take it track and field, basketball, or anything else as far as future coach. What other sports, or just those sports right there?
Just mainly those two sports. I kind of want to get more into the basketball side of coaching, but if Mr. Zuge calls me and says, hey, I kind of need some help with the track side of things, then I might, you know, go coach alongside with him.
There you go. There you go. Well, back to the track and field side as a team, Austin. You guys got, I know you lost some seniors, like I said earlier, but boy, you got some guys in the throws. You've got yourself in the sprints. You've got a good vaulter back. You know, Lucas Fries is good. Going to have, I think, a good season. This is going to be in Haven Hawksville in the distances. You guys are going to score a lot of points at all your meets again this year, aren't you?
Yeah, we should. I mean, I spoke with another coach of the track and field team, and just looking at the schedule of all the teams and who's on the teams, you know, Tate Hubbard, he's getting pretty good over this year. I know he's gone to a couple of indoor track meets, and I have a really good feeling about this team this year and what we can do, what I can do, what the younger guys can do, you know, kind of us older guys just trying to train them a little bit, get them into that the right mindset, I should say.
Yep, you've been part in your high school career of two state championships, so at freshman and sophomore year, last year making up to be. Hey, before you end things, you'd like to help add another a third state championship, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I knew that we were going to go back to Class C, and after last year, I'm like, Class C, this is my year, and I am so pumped for districts, to get to state, and just to see what we can do at the district and state level this year.